Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I want to welcome you to the show. A lot of things going on here. I don't know what my little call-in thing was going on. So I apologize for running a little bit behind schedule. But it is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR Business Solutions. And we are so glad to have you on the show. For those of you that are new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about All for HR Business Solutions. Let me start with our virtual home, which is all4hr.net. That's all, the number 4hr.net. You can visit the website, our virtual home, and see what All for HR Business Solutions does. Also, see some great things that we have going on. We have three divisions. We have a call center division, a virtual human resource management division. We manage companies throughout the United States with 2 to 39 employees. And we have a recruiting division where we partner applicants with Fortune 500 companies. So, happy Talk About It Thursday. Everyone is well into the Christmas spirit. The Christmas season is upon us. And we are not winding down for 2018. No, we're not, we are actually gearing up for 2018. So, those that are kind of winding down and saying, you know, we're going to take it easy for the rest of the month. Not here. And if you're in HR, you know you're not winding down. You're definitely not winding down if you're in HR this time of the year. This is probably one of the busiest times of the year. And so welcome to the show, everyone. We have our, like, Christmas music playing in the background and all that good stuff. So let's see what's going on. If you want to call in with your HR question, feel free to. You can reach us at 323-870-4359. That's the call-in number if you want to call in with an HR question. We have been talking about recruiting. Last week was the focus, and we have some checklists, employment planning checklists, and the recruiting cost checklist is on the website, and recruiting authorization checklist is on the website. And so we have a job description checklist that is also on the website. That's at the offerhr.net website, our virtual home, rather. Feel free to go ahead and check that out and pick up one of those checklists and see where you are and what you need to do. Hopefully by this time, most of your projects are completed for the year. But if you have not had a chance finish some projects that you had planned for the 2017 year, you still got a couple weeks. If you need some help, give us a call at the 844-425-5447. That's 844, the number 4, all, the number 4HR. If you have questions, you can reach us on our hotline. That's option 2 at the All for HR phone number. Again, that's 844-425-5447 or 844-4-ALL-4-HR. You can drop us a question on our hotline if no one answers it directly. You can shoot us an email at allforhr.net. You can follow us on Twitter at All for HR. Join our Facebook group at All for HR and Business Solutions LLC on the Facebook. You can also follow us on our Google Plus page. We are on Tumblr and Instagram. I know if you're on Instagram, you see all our little tidbits that Ellie, the HR Elephant, shares. And our YouTube channel is getting underway there. And so we have some great things going on this month because we are geared up. We are ready to get our clients and get you ready for your HR ready for 2018. Today we're focusing on boosting culture. So we're looking at the organizational health of your company today. Of course, we focus a lot on compliances and on compliance and regulations and changing labor employment laws. Oh, let's not forget that tomorrow is the deadline for open enrollment. So if you haven't done that, what I need to get over there now and get things set up for health care for your company. So tomorrow is the deadline. So you should have your employees all set up and enrolled for health care. You are offering that benefit in your organization, and hopefully you are definitely off. And so real quickly, we have some great things going on here on at All for HR and Business Solutions this month. This is a busy month for us because, again, we're not only winding up things for our clients for 2017, we are more importantly getting our clients ready for a spectacular HR for 2018. And so we have a onboarding kit that's coming out next week at a very nominal price that you'll really love, something that will really get help you to streamline your onboarding process so that it is your onboarding process is you know, you're compliant and you are consistent and you have one or two people depending or three people depending on the number of the size of your organization that are working with the HR person or with management to handle parts of the recruiting, one person that's dealing strictly with the recruiting, one person that's dealing with strictly the onboarding. You definitely want to have a onboarding team with you, with your organization, and when you're bringing on your new hires, you're bringing them on, and they are confident in the organization. You're showing your confidence in them and in your selection of hiring them, and making them welcome and ready to jump in and get started working and doing the best job they can with the organization. So we have that onboarding kit that's coming out next week. So you'll hear more about that as the week goes on. That's winding down this week, aren't we? Ooh, this month is going by fast. But we're focusing on the organizational health of the company and not just compliance issues, not just regulatory issues, but the overall organizational health of the company. So that means the well-being and the happiness and employee engagement that within your company. And so some things that are really that I want to share with you are helping to boost employee engagement and employee morale and their experience within the organization. And so one of the ways that we to improve your company culture is to embrace transparency. And so the effects of a transparent company culture, they impact the whole organization as a whole and the people that the organization serves, as well as the clients or customers. So it's, you know, it's giving employees unfiltered sight into the company's operation and their future. So we want to share, again, the vision of the organization is something that you want to make that prevalent throughout the organization, and that's from on all levels, okay, on management, you know, all through the organization. We don't think more of like a top down. I think the top down kind of top down management is kind of it's more. The word I'm looking for is the company is more on an even keel. So everyone is, I'm not saying on the same management level, but the same respect is given to everyone throughout the organization. And I've said this oftentimes that in situations where companies have a different set of rules or the employee engagement or the rules and the regulations that the company embraces are not practiced throughout the organization. If top management is not reflecting and practicing those same procedures and those practices, it's hard to get the organization on that board, on that same board. So you want to keep that in mind. It's giving a transparent company culture is giving everyone the opportunity and even encouraging everyone to let them know they have a voice within the organization. Another way to boost your culture is implementing modern communication and collaboration tools. Now, I do say this, that, you know, in this day and age, again, remember the days when, you know, we weren't emailing, you know, you couldn't sit, you had to get up and go talk to someone. Okay, and so, right, now we're in an era where everyone's shooting emails and so it. Although I do encourage collaboration tools, especially, you know, our company is a virtual company. And some of our clients are virtual, and some of them are brick and mortar. But in any event, it makes it easier for and quicker, more time-effective to implement collaboration tools. So, you know, like Skype and the Google Hangout and the Trello, which is like a project management, because that way it gives everyone a sense of really belonging and being able to share their ideas. Now, that still, although those tools are in place, I still encourage our company every month to have a company gathering, a luncheon, or, you know, some face-to-face meeting or hangout, so that because a lot of times, just, you know, you can kind of lose sense of communication when you're just doing collaboration tools and your employees are not meeting face to face. So in brick and mortar companies, I encourage you to at least once a month do something with the entire company, with all of your employees, so that you keep that sense of camaraderie together and togetherness together, you know. And in virtual companies, it is, I encourage the same. We have so many tools now and so many different avenues and platforms that companies can use to actually, you know, do face-to-face, like the Skype chats or Google Hangouts, or, you know, those are wonderful, wonderful tools to where employees can meet face-to-face, even though it's virtual, but you can have a virtual meeting or a virtual
conference at least once a month to discuss issues, to just see how everyone's going. It can be, you know, same but that month where or the one meeting where everyone's birthday for that month especially is celebrated or whatever the case may be. It is definitely imperative to boosting your company culture. Remember to always recognize and reward valuable contributions. And so make sure that there's a place in your company, whether you're virtual or brick and mortar, where employees are encouraged to contribute their ideas, their suggestions. And then when these are contributions and suggestions are given, make sure you reward the employees that are contributing valuable information and suggestions to the organization. When you're encouraging employees to offer contributions to use their voices in the organization, it contributes. It really guards against turnover because again, when employees are valued and respected and encouraged to use their voice in the organization, some companies think it's all about salary, let's put it that way, or compensation. But you'll be surprised at the amount of employees that would rather work in a place that they receive less compensation or a lower salary rate if they're valued as opposed to getting a higher salary and not respected. Don't want to hear your voice, just do your job kind of magic mentality, if you will. So that's very important. And we also have a box where we encourage our employees to drop a note. If they have a suggestion for a different way we can do something within the organization, or they run across a tool that they may think will work in the organization, and things of that nature. And we make sure we reward them. So you want to make sure that they're rewarded. You want to cultivate strong co-worker relationships. And so team building is huge. Again, I speak of virtual all the time, but I have clients that are brick and mortar, and I have clients that are totally virtual. And so team building is extremely important. And it's good. It's also a great way of cultivating strong co-worker relationships. It's cross-training. It's a good way to cultivate strong co-worker relationships because, you're getting more feedback, you're getting more mental tools and different capacities and different projects. That are always a great way to contribute to organizational growth. So for better relationships, you should schedule a time to develop interpersonal skills, show your appreciation, and be positive. Again, that goes to that too, again, at least once a month, will you schedule a time for teams to meet, to discuss a project, or once a month where they can just get together and talk and things of that nature. So it'll help build your culture. Embrace and inspire employee autonomy is one of my favorite ways of building culture. And that's when you're building, you're giving employees. You're not micromanaging. You're giving them feedback, and you're giving them more responsibility, and you're trusting them to get the job done. And when employees feel that sense of responsibility has been bestowed on them, it's a wonderful thing for the organization as well as the employees. So you want to kind of let go of the idea that work has to happen a certain kind of way. It's working in a virtual atmosphere, as we do. We have the project, and so it's up to you. We're giving you the responsibility to complete that contract, project. And so while it may not be, employee may not do it the exact way that you would have done it, they may do it in a different way or use a different tool and get the same benefit or even a better benefit. You never know. And so you want to keep those things in mind. You want to allow employees to exercise a choice, take the lesson, exercising their own autonomous decision making. Let go of the 40-hour work week. Okay, yeah, that one is one some people are have a hard time dealing with. But you don't want to chain your employees to the desk. But when you put employees in place, this goes back to your, everything the organization is has that one core, that nucleus. And so everything feeds into that nucleus, that organization. And so it goes into when you are recruiting and you're hiring, you want to make sure that you're getting the best person that's the best fit for your organization. So that there you are having employees that are able to really work and contribute to their task and their duty, and and feel good about the way they're doing. One way that I really like is establishing autonomous teams, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that this in the early part of the year. Team members have to have the opportunity to chime in on decisions. And that's why I say it's important that you embrace and you encourage a culture that of communication so that employees feel that they are able to contribute and they're respected for it and even encouraged to do so within the organization. And so that helps, having an autonomous has a lot to do with, the thought of being more than just yourself and realizing that there is a act of being independent and being respected and having the freedom to do so. And it's in accordance that the definition of autonomous is just acting in accordance with one's moral duty rather than one's desire. So it is the act of seeing things bigger than just themselves and knowing that you are a part of an organization and it's not just about you, but it's about others as well. So if you want to call in, let me tell you that our call-in number is 323-870-4359. And, again, we have some great things going on this month. We have our complimentary webinar, which is getting your HR. That's our whole thing for the month, getting your HR ready for 2018. You do not want to miss this webinar. You want to attend this webinar. Because we want to give you some hands-on templates and some tools that you will be able to use directly to assess what you know, what steps do you need to take in your organization for you to have a better 2018 in your organization. And so don't forget to put that HR plan together for the new year. Do not forget to do that. That is very important that you plan. Again, we have that great checklist on there on the website for your employment planning. So you're planning, you know, if you're hiring or what HR projects you want to complete in 2018 that are going to increase your organizational health and make your employees make your organization greater. So we're going to talk about an HR plan at in our complimentary webinar. We also have a onboarding kit that's coming out at the end of next week. You're going to love it. And next week on Tuesday, what we're going to do is, this is really, really good. This is going to be fun. This is the first time I'm going to do this is our at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, we're going to do the Periscope for an hour. And we want your HR questions. We want to know what you're doing to get ready for 2018 and what you still have to do to get ready for 2018. Don't forget to get on the website and check out those. It's under the desk of Offer HR. Well, where you'll find our the checklist that we have, and we have some more because it's updated daily. And so you'll have some great information that'll get you ready for 2018. So we are also starting our special. Our Christmas special starts tomorrow. And so the rest of the month, every day, we are doing things, again, to get you ready for the 2018. And our special, you want to know about our special, is where you have a discounted price for the first month with a six-month subscription of Offer HR Business Solutions Management. We want to help companies that, of course, you have maybe have HR person in a person who is actively doing HR tasks, but that's a whole lot different when you have an HR business partner who is boosting your employee engagement and handling your hiring and all of those great things that companies are dealing with in their HR daily operations. And so you can, we have that great specialist. And then we're going to also give away this month a one-month subscription to a lucky winner. A company will get a one-month free subscription of Offer HR Services. So, so look out for that. You'll find out more about that on 15 tomorrow morning, 12 a.m. is when that session starts. So again, we're finding out what great things that that we're doing to get Offer HR getting you ready for 2018. What do you still have to do? What have you not checked off on your list? Hopefully, you have checked off everything on your list for 2017. And so some things that, you know, we've talked about is a big one has been the recruiting. So we have, again, that employment planning checklist on the web and the job description. And then we have one that's coming up tomorrow, which is going to focus on the job analysis of those positions. That's one you don't want to miss. Next week, we're focusing on onboarding all week. So you'll be glad to hear about. You'll find out how we're tying onboarding into employee engagement. Employee engagement is part of that nucleus, that company, the core of the company. When your employees are not engaged, it's really difficult and it's hard when you find out when you realize the detriment that can be caused by your organization, in your organization, by disengaged employees. So there's definitely ways that you don't want to shy away from disengaged employees. And so if you want to call in, you got some questions. I had a great kind of question yesterday when a young lady emailed me and wanted to know, well, in an organization, how do you know when with so many different programs that are available, what's good for your company? And that was a great question because there are, just like in business, every day people are coming across with new ideas and different ways to do this and to do that and to do this. And it's all about knowing what's good for your company employees. So oftentimes what is good for one company may not be good for your company. So you have to ask yourself the questions such as what objectives that you're trying to achieve for, that you're seeking for your employees. That's crucial. You may start a program or find out about a program another company has, and then you realize that's not the objective that's not what I was trying to do. So you want to make sure you are clear. You clarify exactly what roles you're seeking, or whether it's a performance management program or a reward program or, progressive discipline. You want to know, be able to, you have to clear about what goals you're trying to achieve. And then that way you can really narrow down, and it's not so overwhelming, because again, there are hundreds of different programs that are out there. And so once you're clear on the type of results you're seeking to get from your employees or from a program, it helps to narrow down very much so how or what program is going to be good for your company. And once you've narrowed that down and make sure you implement it and communicate the objectives to your employees that you're seeking to perhaps produce boost employee engagement or curtail high turnover. Whatever the objective is, you want to communicate that to your employees so that everyone is on board and understands that we're building a company, and there may be necessarily some unsightly things or behaviors or practices that are going on that you have to curtail in order to take your company to the next level. And then once you implement that program, you want to make sure you monitor it and have a clear, decisive goals and see where you are once you implement, where you are in, say, 30 days or 60 days, and how close you are to getting reaching those goals. And make sure you get feedback and have one or two employees that are working with you to get feedback to find out if the program is yielding the results you're thinking, are you getting close, or do you need to abandon that program altogether and perhaps go down a different road. So that's another way of boosting your employee culture. And so, again, if you have some questions, you can call in at 323-870-4359. Make sure to visit our virtual home at allforhr.net. You can follow us on Twitter, on Pinterest, All for HR Business Solutions. excuse me, now on Periscope, and we are on Facebook, Offer HR Business Solutions. And on the first, we're opening up a new group that is coming or starting on the first of the year. And we're starting a new group for HR professionals. Don't forget, we have our HR Lovers Meetup. We're going to get that going in January. So we have a lot of things going on. And it's all premised on building your HR, building your company. Again, we focus on your human resources while you focus on your clients. So I'd love to see what's going on in your organization, what good things are going on, what challenges you still have, or what challenges are you looking for, are you expecting or that you may see from 2018, whether it is recruiting or employee engagement, whether it is building your company culture or building better teams. Or even if you're, implementing teams for the first time in your organization, the way to get started with that. I believe in teams in small and large organizations. A lot of times in small organizations, companies seem to kind of put more pressure or responsibility on one or two, and it's always easier when you have a team, even if it's a small team. Again, we talk about the onboarding. Onboarding and recruiting can be, it can be very challenging, when you're combing through websites or combing through resumes and websites, setting up interviews and sending out hiring packages and doing interviews and things of that. So it's great. It's absolutely imperative that you have a team that's doing that so that it is more cost effective and time. So again, if you want to call in at 323-870-4359, we are here. Be sure to visit us on our virtual home again at allforhr.net. And what else? What else do we have going on? I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy Hanukkah as well. Just have a wonderful holiday. And spending time with families. And again, I always say that during this time of the year, it can be difficult. Holidays are hard for some people. Holidays are they can be. So you want to look out for your neighbors and your elderly. If you're cooking dinner, take them a plate or drop them down. Drop them a plate or some goodies or see if all the snow if they need some milk or some coffee or just look out for them and don't forget to put out something in the red kettle as the red kettle for the Salvation Army because they're helping out a lot of individuals during this holiday period, this holiday season rather, a lot of unfortunate families that are not as blessed as others. So keep those things in mind. And we are wishing you a wonderful holiday. Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We are getting ready for 2018. I'm excited to go into 2018 with you. And have a fantastic year. And get your HR going. We're just really excited about what 2018 is holding. Especially for all the HR business. And so today we're talking again, we're talking about boosting the culture, your organization culture. And so we talk a lot about compliance and regulatory issues and laws, but we definitely don't want to forget about the organizational health of your company. So another way to boost organizational culture is to practice flexibility. And make sure you communicate your purpose and your passion for your organization. Don't forget why you started your company. And don't let your employees forget either, you know, why we're here. We're here for a reason. And you can find purpose in any type of work. So purpose is derived from relationship and a sense of impact and a sense of personal growth. I like how Arthur Wood said that. If you think about it, three things are possible in any job. Anyone can build deep, nourishing relationships. Anyone can feel like their work matters. And anyone can push themselves to develop in any setting. That was from Arthur Wood. I really like that. You know, some people feel like I'm doing this job and it's just a job. I'm adamant when I say that you have to, in any job you do, know that there's a purpose for you doing that job and that you do the best job that you can. Promoting team atmosphere. We talked about that a little bit ago, about building teams and putting teams, don't be afraid to put teams together to form projects, no matter how small they are. You know, because those teams will have a huge impact. You know, as I said, you know, you put teams together to, you know, put a survey together and find out how your clients are doing, how your customers are doing, and are you giving them the best service possible? You need a team, you know, a team to do that. And we as HR professionals, we think about it, those ideas, and those ideas pop in our head, and then you go, oh, but I don't have the time to do that. Well, that's why you have teams. And you have people, employees in there that go the extra mile that would be more than appreciative and would welcome the responsibility to have with such a project. Make sure you give and solicit regular feedback from your employees. We talk about that. We talked about that on performance management last month, how important it is to not only solicit feedback and get feedback on during performance management time, but all year round, whether you do it quarterly or every 6 months. But when performance management time comes around, there should be no surprises. Okay, we say that there should be no surprises. So if a problem has come up, or there is an unsightly behavior or practice that's being done, then that needs to be recognized immediately, not waiting until performance management time. Okay. And stay true to the core values of your organization. If it's to, our core values are to build our company, to give the best HR management, virtual HR management service possible to our clients. Our clients are our family. And so you want to make sure you keep those visions, those values right there, so that everyone always knows, all employees, as a whole, know what your company is striving for, what you are striving for. And you will be sure to come out on the on top with your clients. So, again, we talk about building a company. And, again, in HR, we're always, we're so, you know, there's HR is ever-changing. And so there's always law changing, and there's always this that's changing, and we're getting ready for this date, and yada, 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 yada. But you want to also keep in mind, keep in the forefront, your organizational health. That's the culture. And it takes time and energy, but your culture should align with the mission and the values of your company. And your employees should know that. And when you don't allocate time and effort to building your company or build a company that you're proud of, you will leave your company's culture to accept or to dislike. There's no finish line when it comes to company culture. A company, amazing company culture, is a constant work in progress. So you want to keep that in mind. You know, nurture your company, nurture your company's culture. And that's when I talk about finding out what each of your employees actually wants to gain from their position with your company, not just a paycheck, but inside as well. When we are employees or as HR professionals, we want you to not only have professional growth in your position with the company, but personal growth as well. Okay. So we have some great things coming or happening. This coming up for 2018, we have our Christmas special starts tomorrow, and so the month is a discounted price with a 6-month subscription. So you can check that out, find out, and go on offerhr.net and book a free consultation and find out about that. We're also going to have, don't forget that you can leave a question or a suggestion on our blog issue. And if your question is selected on the radio and answered, you'll win a free gift. You thought about that one, didn't you? So, yep. So, because you know we'll be back here next week, and then we'll be off for the holiday. Don't forget we have that free webinar coming up. We're looking forward to our Christmas special. We're looking forward to our onboarding kit that's coming out. I've been working on this one for a while, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. If you want to, we still got a few minutes to call in to the 323-870-4. And you hear my Christmas music playing, right? Yeah, we're in the holiday spirit here. But we're really excited about 2018. And I want you to make sure you go on the web. Throughout the social media, we've been sharing our checklist with you. And if you have a particular need, particular questions, you are always welcome to. You can chat with us online, chat online, live with us, or you can send us an email at offerhr.net. You can the hotline at 844-425-5447. That's option two. You can leave a question if no one answers that line. You can send a question on Facebook. So you can follow us on Twitter. We're on Pinterest and now on Periscope. That's going to be fun. So we've enjoyed being with you today. Hopefully got some good tidbits on company called building your culture, boosting your company culture. Again, we are focused also on not just HR regulatory and regulatory issues, but on, again, organizational health. We want your company to be the best. We want your employees to be the best. When they are being the best, they are giving the best to your organization and to your clients. So, again, you'll see us in the morning. We'll talk about that. I want you to see about what we're doing this month. We are giving away a free subscription to one lucky company for a month. And all kinds of goodies are going on. Don't forget that if you have a suggestion for a blog, we take your suggestion for a blog. You'll win a free gift for a blog issue, rather. And if you have not, sign up for our newsletter. That's at allforhr.net. Don't forget to look at our job board also. You know, we still have that great, we're still hiring for the remote customer service position. That's a great work at home position. Really, really, really enjoy. So don't forget that you can go on to offerhr.net/job/board. We are also still looking for a part-time marketing intern. You can apply for both of those positions directly on the website. And then we're also hiring for some other positions, which we've been sending out for that associate attorney in Charlotte, Carolina, North Carolina, and a health and benefit consultant in Chicago, Illinois. We are still looking for an HR manager in Humboldt, Tennessee. So if you know of anyone in those areas that are looking for a position or relocating, they can forward their email, their resume to us at employment@allforhr.net. What else do we have going on while we're winding down the show? Don't forget to visit us, again, at our virtual home at allforhr.net. Find out about our special, which begins tomorrow, and that free webinar that is coming, that is on the 22nd. That's my daughter's birthday. I'm going to take some time off and give you guys a great, great, great webinar. You do not want to miss it if you are ready for you to get your HR ready for 2018. If you are meeting in HR services, you need a handbook or a onboarding program, we have that kit that's coming out next week that you're going to absolutely love. Shoot us an email at offerhr.net or give us a call at 844-425-5447. Don't forget, we're going to be on Pinterest on Tuesday at 7 o'clock for HR questions. And we're giving away a free subscription this month for 1 month to a lucky winner. And what else? Oh, my goodness, we have so much going on here. We are ready to rock and roll for the 2018. We're ready to get you ready for 2018, your HR. We've enjoyed having you. So we want to thank you. And we look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 12:30. We're going to see you on Periscope on Tuesday at 7. Have a great HR day, everyone.